Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I bet you're as curious as I am to find out what kind of plastic glasses the plastic man prefers. Captain Ryan, in your business where you're doing a lot of sight fishing for reds, very important not just to get some glasses that make you look so good like a movie star, but also that penetrates that water so you can spot them.
Well, you know, I need all the help I can get in that category. So
both categories.
I've been using Costa Del Mar glasses for 40 years, buddy. And I use the green mirrors, and it's not only just for fishing, but just for driving, for doing anything. Once you get used to a good pair of polarized glasses, they just take and put so much stress off your eyes. As soon as you put them on, it's like, ah. I use the green mirrors for fishing, and I use the sunrise lens for hunting, because that yellow lens will bring out, like, quail hunting, you see every feather when they get up. So, that yellow sunrise lens is, I mean, it's just unbelievable for shooting. And I wear them, as you know. As soon as the sun comes up in a duck blind, I got them on.
Yeah, they're great for sporting clay shooting, too, those amber lenses, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Some great companies. Just, you know, one thing I didn't hear nobody said Foster Grants. That used to be a big popular name for sunglasses, but I think that's more stylish than sportsman.
That's
glasses.
Right. That's exactly right. That's the GQs.
Well, that's not us. Well, how's the fishing been this week? And probably off the charts for you guys, huh?
Really good, really good. The river's going to crest this week at 12.3 because it just keeps staying there because all the rain up north. But 12.3 and everybody's fishing on the east side with all that water, and we're just hammering the fish. Specks, reds, it's been good. Sheepheads, black drums. I haven't been able to go out lately on the snappers, but next week I plan on doing that again. So a couple of triple tails showing up. Everything's it's good. We got 10 boats out today, so it's really rocking.
Do they ever find the triple tail on that east side, or is that usually on the Venice side?
No, they get on that side as well. You know, once the river comes down a little bit, it's going to be 8 on the 18th of July. So once it does that, you know, the bait's already there. There's mullet everywhere. There's shrimp jumping. It's already there, but it's just going to get better and better. Everything will start moving in towards the river when it gets to about 7 foot, and then it's game on. I mean, it's you go catch everything you want. So I've been wanting to get after some mangroves and some more snappers and cobia and triple tail, and you know the specs have been really good. I limited out by 8:30 the last two mornings, so yeah, it's good. And I had some really older customers, been fishing with 35, 40 years, and, you know, one of them's 83, one's 73, and one wasn't feeling good, and I could tell he was hot, so we got on him hot and heavy, and he got finished, and let's go get back in Mr. Carrier air conditioning there.
Yes, indeed. Has that 13-inch presented much of a problem for you guys this year?
None whatsoever. You know, I think we finally got past the oil spill and the problems we had, because a lot of big fish, big fish have been showing up this year for the first time. They had a few last year, but this year it's better, and it's only going to get better and better for us. I can't wait to the day when you can go catch some 8-pounders in one day, you know, turn them loose, mount them, whatever you want to do. But it's be good to see the giant yellow mouse come up shaking that head again. Boy, I love that.
I know you do. Well, what's going to be the plan for this coming week?
I'm going right back today and just came home to get some stuff, some supplies and all. You know, Beerus is kind of a third world country. So
third world parish, huh?
Yeah, and I'll leave and I'll go back with all the stuff, and we'll be busy. I got to take some reporters out tomorrow on the east side and show them all that new land that's building. I ran aground this week, 5 miles away from the river. I mean, flat on ground. I had to get out and push. I said, man, this is embarrassing. But it was ankle deep water, 5 miles out. I said, golly. Wow. So that's working. But, yeah, I'll do that. And then I'll just hang out this week, fish a bit, you know. Just take care of everything like I always do, buddy. But I want to get after some more trout.
Yeah.
I'd love to go fish the beach on the west side, but that wind's been out the south. It's been pretty calm. But, you know, I love fishing that beach. But just to get out there and get in them waves again a little bit and catch some big trout in top waters and stuff. I like that.
Yeah, it's nice when you can get an unusual north wind in the summertime. Boy, that becomes really good down
there. Oh, boy, yeah, that beach is something. You know, and it's still at 12-3, you know, all that water comes from southwest, Tiger and Red, and it kind of goes off with that linear tide toward the west. So, you know, it's keeping that beach a little dirty. So as soon as it goes down, everything will come get right here in another month. So July, August, September ought to be off the charts.
Well, it should be prime time when a young man with the hunt of a lifetime trip comes down.
We're going to have a good time with him. I hope we get on a big old Kobe, a big old snapper with him, some redfish. We'll do everything with him.
He'll have something to tangle with. All right, Ryan, my website is one spot to find you. Give us your site and phone number.
Mine's CajunFishingAdventures.com, and they can get me at 504-559-5111, and we'll get you hooked up. Duck season's almost booked. I mean, it's booking like crazy. People worried about ducks already, I tell you.
Well, only a 9-day teal season. Going to be limited access for sure.
Yeah, it's going to really be limited. We'll be out there every day with as many people as we can having fun.
Yes, we will. All right, thanks for the report. Have a good weekend.
All right, my buddy. I'm going to send you a picture of a ring teal here in a minute.
Yeah, I do. I want to see that.
Yeah, okay, buddy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.